Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tribute Quartet singing The I Am, and also More Than Able, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Make It Count, from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
That he is known by, that show his glory and power. Son of God, light of the world, a fortress of strength, a strong mighty tower. But there's one to me that stands above all. It means everything into words. I am's the name who will deliver freedom from bondage through His blood. The I Am became the Lamb, for sin was sacrificed. Calvary's cross was the cost to save mankind. He robbed the grave, death lost its claim to the Savior of stretch forth your hand, watch the waters divide. The I Am still true, He'll carry you through each mountain, each valley you face. God had a plan to free His people. The I Am of Moses is the I Am today. The I Am became the Lamb, for sin was died.
I am, I am, I am, I am, the I Am. God's word declares in our life, and it's got to become the chart and the compass of the direction in which we're going. We're going in the wrong direction right now. And it's not going to be changed with one speech or one person. It's going to be changed when God's people stand up, rise up, and be the people that God has called us to be. See, that's what God was doing with Elijah, And that's what God was doing with Elisha. Elisha and Elijah, they served the Lord in a very troublesome time. Let me tell you, friend, we're serving a God who is great, but it's a troublesome time. Elijah was willing to do whatever was needed to be done. And could that be said of you and I today? Are we really willing to step up and be the people that God has called us to be? Are you willing to be faithful, fruitful, and fervent? And so therefore, when we are in those positions, we will start living by God's word. As Elijah and Elisha walked, a chariot of fire separated them. And Elijah began to ascend into the heavenly place that God was calling them to. And Elisha remained. And I believe, you know, when he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And you know what he was saying? Let me paraphrase that for you. He's saying, "What now? What am I going to do now? My mentor, the guy that has taught me much, the one that has educated me and given me great wisdom, he's gone. Now what do I do? Where do I turn?" And so realizing that, you need to know when you get to that place, when you ask that same question, "What now? What place had I turned? What do I do?" God always has a plan, and God always has a way. Amen. Don't panic. Pray. Don't flip out. Trust God in all things today. I believe we're going to see some turbulence in our nation this year. I believe we're going to see some turbulence throughout our land. But you know what? We've got to remain steady and steadfast and unmovable and believing what our God can do. We've got to trust the Lord in all things and believe. I believe His coming is imminent. I believe it's near. I believe it's next. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day when Christ shall come. While things on this earth change and there's a constant shift, realize in heaven things don't change. Because our God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We may think there's something special about Elijah, but you go to James 5 and 17, he says, and you can, this is a paraphrase, he said, he was a man just like you and I. I mean, he had coursing through his veins the same blood that you and I have. He faced the same challenges that you and I face. However, it was also Elijah who called fire down from heaven. How did he do that? Because he walked with God by faith. He trusted the Lord. He took on 450 prophets of Baal. One man, one God. Amen. And it brought Israel back to its knees. Listen. He was just a man, but he was a man who was willing to be used for God. You today think today, "Well, I'm not all that in a bag of chips, preacher." You're a lot more than you think you are. You are a child of the King. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Savior. You've got God on your side. No weapon that is formed can prosper against you. God's making a way for you. God's opening doors for you. Don't be blindsided today by the forces of evil that will come against you today. Step up and step out and make your life count for God. Amen. So what God needed him to do, he was willing to be used. Let me tell you something. That's what God's got for you and I today. You're never going to get the plan until you walk up to God and say, "I'm willing to do whatever you want to do and do it your way." God does not need counselors. He does not need assistance. He does not need our leadership and guidance. He doesn't need today advice. God just needs us to say, "Lord, whatever your will is, I'm willing to do it." Remember the Garden of Gethsemane? What did Jesus pray? "Not my will, thy will be done."
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.